كوتي كنتم كوت شيء خشت مريم مش انتقاد كنتم انتقاد كنتم كوت شيء قد شستو قساهم كوت خشت مريم كوت لما شستم نقول كل شيء كوت يستنى خشتم فسا أسيش كل شلب كوت شيء يستي أكسوتين شيء استيكولق كوتشي استيكسوتين تشيا كنت نا قوايت خاشن كنت استيكولق ليتشتار نستم واستيكستم
كلس كيميشلس كابتلستم تلس قوالت لقوالت
قوالت كنت تغير لاتشتار تشكت ألقسوتين تشيا كنت كنت ألقس
oil, a treated oil, you know what stick will put it?
Yes, blister.
Yeah,
blister.
On the bark, you know, just, oh, so you can see just like.
That's good for everything.
Yeah, for just like turpentine.
You feel sick.
Take the knives and take the barks and cut it off and save it. That's for medicine too, for cold. Stick will strong.
Trin in a ride up here to Little Paul, that road on the side hill, it grows for that high. When there is, they got kind of a purple flower. That's good for bad cold.
How do you prepare it?
Huh?
How do you fix it?
Well, my grandma just breaks them and she puts them in a sack. And same thing, when we have bad cold, she'd put it in a pot and boil it and let us drink it. She let us drink, don't drink no water, but just that for our water. And sure enough, that cures us for bad cold, whooping cough, or anything. Sin-chin-ch-t-kin. Yeah, there's some up here, the little park on that road. Some, they grow about that high. They can kind of have a light purple flower. Yeah, that's good.
Chesu.
That's the first one.
I just started just like salmon, but I don't
but
know.
But a little bit smaller.
Just like salmon, but he called it chesu. That's the first came up. So the first came up. Utu humene. Atam chetwat chitami.
Chetwat chitin marjum.
Humene. That's the first one.
Still heads.
Yeah. Humene.
The one
and the salmon comes.
The marriage could let's see yes. Could look in kitchen a sack a minute. Could lamb in the quarter.
Three simple good said to whom it's the good oil. Cheat loose message.
About.
Yeah.
Big.
It's just a little salmon, everybody.
What's the next one that comes up? What will be the
next one? That's the first one that comes.
What time of year?
Khumene.
What time of the year? Summer?
In March.
March.
Early in the March.
Okay, what'll be the next one?
Yeah, I think that's it.
What's next now?
Could do some leech, could trickle go, come to some leech. Yes, that's.
Can you think
what's next?
When the Khumene, let's see.
Still heads first.
Then
the salmon comes last.
Then salmon.
What about the different kinds?
Then about July, June, the eels and suckers comes.
You get all the summer. All the summer suckers. And
what's that other kind of fish that it comes so late of the during the year and it kind of stays in the water about the dark?
Sure, you do a salmon to my good. Coming up in the hole, oh, good. Call them Chilliwaskut, Chilliwaskut. Kind of white spot, you know.
Turn up.
Yeah,
turn
right
pink,
on the top of
pink.
The water, you know. And you died. Good day, you died. Good to. The Indians are hooked up and hang them on the trees, you know. Yeah, it's good. Oh, sometimes go over there and cut some cook some. Boy, that stink.
That's the month I was born, but still it was.
October.
This is in October?
Mm-hmm. Did
they used to let them wait until they die before they pull them out?
Well, I suppose when they see him in the water, can hardly
move. Some of them still.
I know, I've seen the one on the other side, Camille's place. My dad was fishing trout, you know. And I was walking behind, just at once I seen the water moving, I holler at my dad. I said, what is that? Kind of jump and goes down, and turned over and turned over. And he wasn't very far from the bank. And he walked and sure enough, that was a salmon all ready to die, and he grabbed him to come out. Just turns over. Then it's fink already. It's fink.
Mm-hmm. You
cut it and it's fink.
Scallywags to my head.
I forgot everything, the stories. I used to tell my grandchildren, Sam's kids, and they would listen to me and they would laugh at me. Ah, that's all. That isn't true. I don't know. It's true. That's an animal story. Grandpa, boy, he sure knows how to tell story.
To stem.
To so much. My grandmother said she'd fix it, you know, and dry it. And it just turned not like the when they used to say, look nice, you know, fat, but they look different. She cuts them, cleans them up. And she says they'll take the salmon eggs and they'll put it in a little flour sack or oatmeal sack and put these eggs in there and tie it up and hang it up. Oh, she says when it gets rotten, it smells awful, you couldn't stand it. And she would open it and in the center, it's kind of soft. She'd get a couple spoons out of that and she'd put it in a pot and boil it. Boy, it smells awful. And make soup out of it, put a little flour, gravy. They eat it.
Oh, could you get her to help a lot and go through that business lot thing in India?
It's Skalihummayet.
In there?
Yeah.
Skalihummayet.
Yes, it was in Chia went to the cat island and got that squaws and them placed got the share on the ark. Going to the stair, Eccles got one stem at known as chests. Got said looks comes in toots. Got the elk is got look up to eat food and search the spotter. Got a case high, knock. Got the etney house, and a small of that little human. Got in quite quiz, got one as a truck. Oh, you come, don't see this. Don't see this, just a little way, knock so out. As a chanum let so out, he knock. Got an astronaut, got to eat this. Got rest. That's how they eat it. That. Fish, you know, after it's rotting, that's good. That salmon eggs is rotting. That's how my grandma used to tell us. She'd tell us, I bet you now you kids wouldn't eat it. She says, I bet you kids wouldn't eat it. You'd say it stink. That's how come the people is healthy a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they're using medicine all the time. So it's considered in Chiago that my stats slow mastems, but she didn't receive a scrap it was to go patch to take on them to some shit. Oh, I got good, good, scally, my pnoes. Got achels, put loose arms, got them emissions, receive her ash, what's gay eye. Went to a stick on loose chassel, tia, was too so early. As could we so did local seest. I was like, That's it. You know that bridge crossed right on that side? That's where the Indian camps is. When I come to November it, there's a couple camps there. Just waiting for my uncle to get those salmon so they can give it to them and dry some, ready for the winter supply. They would stay there till the salmon quit. Then they would move back home. Would be the last one leave the little fall. Sometimes they just get two or three on the fish trap. And my uncle says, well, that's done. Then they take their fish trap. Yeah. And they were giving the salmon away for nothing while he should make money. And every evening, these people from here, well-knit people, don't be there. Yeah, that was a nice place to spoil it after they put the dam on.
I know, but I know what is the sure stink of that little fall.
Yeah.
Just swell fish.
You know, it no matter if they spill the guts on this below the hill. And when they rot,
I bet you can make hole in Burma.
But they're so dumb they didn't know anything.
It's all just drove away them guts and then, boy, it smells just fish.
Were there any camps farther down the river?
Yeah.
There were?
The camps, it's above the powerhouse, you know.
Mm-hmm. But were there any other ones farther down the river? Like down, you know. Farther down the river.
Down the river.
Yeah. Well,
but the next one, it's way, way over there. Way. Let's see where it's at. I don't know where it's at. It just the river just goes down and
yeah.
And turns off, you know.
Right.
That's the another camp, but I didn't see them, you know, it's that slow.
I didn't either, too. My parents always stop at Little Paul because that was his cousin.
That next one.
Yeah, the next one. That's the biggest one.
That's underwater right now.
Yeah.
Underwater.
What do you call that place?
That's
where wine coops live now.
Yeah, down below that. Well, that river just goes here and turn up, just like this, you know.
Okay, what was that?
Yeah.
How about any other ones farther down than that? Are there any other ones?
No.
You know, a long time the river wasn't so wide as that. It was just, but after they put the dam, it's wide. Before it wasn't like that.
Little Fall, I see that house, little boy now. But other ones, you know, that's before. I never see anything but.
Were there people still camping?
I just hear the story, that's all.
Yeah, they just camp there. Oh, few camps there. They'll stay there all summer. Just so they'll have some salmon.
What about, were there any camps down at the mouth, down like down by Fort Spokane?
Let's see.
Would they be Moses people or Spokane's?
Moses people.
They would.
That's below Nespelum, huh?
No, I mean down by little by Fort Spokane.
Oh.
Oh, you've been down.
Down Little Spokane.
No,
river comes and joins the big river.
Yeah.
My grandmother said there used to be lots of camp there too. They used to have camp and they used to have a fish trap there too.
But
that's
Little Spokane River.
Yeah,
that's
in
Humannam.
Little Spokane, they call it. That
the
water comes and joins
too. Way back.
Yeah.
But them, you know, them dam, you know, it's flooded, you know. You can see, used to be, you can see the rocks, you know, for them fish traps, you know.
Yeah.
Put the rocks clear across, you know, just, I don't know, 3-4 places, I think, where that time the water is just not very deep. You know.
But none at Fort Spokane, huh?
No, I never hear.